We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The feeling that we're on this topic wheel and things just spin around, and it's kind of like playing Jeopardy, or no, it Wheel of Fortune, kind of like Wheel of Fortune, and hey, where's it going to end up on any given day? Spin, big money, big money. So today, the money shot is this whole, do I dare say it again? No, not the Catholic diocese, no. Not pedophile priest. No. Not the movement to restore trust. No. But vaccines. Want to spend some time talking about it today. I received some emails earlier in the week from parents who were concerned about New York State and proposals regarding some mandatory vaccines. And as I understand it, proposals that would allow your children to be able to legally consent to being vaccinated from the age of, 14 on up, which is interesting because your kids can't legally buy tobacco or booze until they're 21 years old in New York State, but they can decide medical issues when they're 14 years old. They have the maturity to make that decision at 14, but they don't have the maturity to handle Stoli. I mean, go figure. So anyway, there was a protest, and some of the information I have to credit Spectrum News for this, actually linked to the Spectrum News website on this. They did a good job covering it. Protesters across, this is Crystal Cole and her report out of Ithaca. Protesters across the state, that's New York State, raised their voices against several state bills regarding vaccination of children. Yesterday was called Blackout Day. One of the protesters said parents should have a choice about vaccines that your children receive. Spectrum News reporting there were protests in Ithaca, Syracuse, other cities across the state, including right here in Buffalo. In general, they don't want the state to take control over their children's vaccinations, and specifically, to wit, the vaccines in question are for the flu and HPV, which is the human papilloma virus, which I might add, I'm certainly not a doctor among the other things I am not, but that is responsible for a great increase in the number of throat cancers that are reported. Used to be that smoking was your number one risk factor for throat cancer, followed by alcohol, and now it is, what did Tony Soprano say? Whispering in the wheat field. I believe that's entirely sayable on the radio as a euphemism, and we all know what he was talking about. And, of course, some of us are at greater risk than others for HPV and wonder what the outcome is going to be. But that's neither here nor there. HPV is obviously very, very serious. But, you know, the question is who, or would it be whom, should decide whether or not your kids get vaccinated for the flu or HPV, human papilloma virus. Now, some of the protesters, at least in the Spectrum News article, let's see, a couple of the signs. glyphosate is in vaccines. Thanks, Barbara. Well, I don't know that it is an established scientific chemical fact that glyphosate is in vaccines. I don't know that it's an established fact, and I'm even saying the word correctly. But this is an herbicide, and I think they use it in Roundup. And as you know, there are concerns about Roundup. In fact, in my own life, a friend of a friend that I could name if I had to actually developed at a very young age lymphoma. And this person strongly believes that it is connected to using a lot of Roundup in the garden over the years. Now, is that backed scientifically? I don't know. Is it something that people know for a 100% fact? I don't know. There's another sign that is being held up by somebody in the background of this article on Spectrum News, to which we've linked on the Bowerly Bellavia Facebook page, HPV vaccine. 55,000 serious reactions, and then in ominous red, including death, reported in the U.S. alone. Well, according to the Centers for Disease Control, which, I mean, we could call it the Trump Center for Disease Control. He is the president of the United States. It is his administration. HPV vaccination provides safe, effective, and long-lasting protection against cancers caused by HPV. And what your CDC is saying about this HPV vaccine is that over 12 years of monitoring and research, the HPV has shown to be very safe. Each of the HPV vaccines, Gardasil 9, Gardasil, and Cervarix, went through years of extensive study testing before they were licensed by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The FDA only licenses a vaccine if it is safe, effective, and the benefits outweigh the risks. Of course, the government always gets those things right. Just ask the people who were born after their mothers took thalidomide back in the 50s. Just saying. So anyway, each vaccine was found to be safe and effective in clinical trials. Since late 2016, Gardasil 9 has been the only HPV vaccine available for use in the United States. As with all approved vaccines, CDC and FDA closely monitor the safety of HPV vaccines after they are licensed. Over 120 million doses of the HPV vaccine have been distributed since the vaccine was licensed. The data, according to the CDC, continue to show that the vaccine is both safe and effective. Necessary criteria for any vaccine or medical modality to meet to become FDA approved for use in humans, but there is an asterisk over that we won't get into. Now, the possible side effects. Now, the sign on the Spectrum News article said 55,000 reactions was the word, including death. I don't see that listed as a side effect by the CDC. The side effects of the HPV vaccine are pain, redness, or swelling in the arm where the shot was given, fever, dizziness, or fainting, and fainting after any vaccine, including the HPV vaccine, is more common among adolescents. Nausea, headache or feeling tired, muscle or joint pain. I see no reference in here whatsoever to a fatality or a death from the HPV vaccine. So, I mean, there are a lot of questions in this whole situation. One of the issues, of course, is the degree to which you as the parent versus the state decide what is put into your children's body, or actually bodies. I mean, that obviously is one issue, because if you've got a state that is telling you what you will put into your children's bodies and what you will not, does that not kind of reduce you into serfdom? Does that not kind of make you a subject rather than the citizen of a free republic? If you cannot make basic parental decisions about the health care of your children regarding vaccines in particular, and it is mandated by the state, and remember, there no longer is a religious exemption in New York State or California, no more religious exemptions. Have we not crossed the threshold from a free republic, at least in New York State and I think California, into an era of, neo-serfdom, we'll call it, neo-medieval times? There's also discussion over the flu vaccine. Now, I, for what it's worth, was not somebody, it was hit and miss with me for a few years with the flu vaccine. Generally, I did not get it, my thinking being that, you know what, they have no idea which strain of the flu is going to be prevalent this year, so I'm in good shape, I'll take my chances, and why put something into my body that doesn't need to be there? I have too enough of that anyway. So I wasn't going to get the flu shot, but then along came certain health issues, and I entered into the high risk if they get the flu population, and I figured rationally and logically, well, okay, since in my situation I'm at a higher risk if I get the flu, I reckon it probably makes logical sense to go ahead and get the flu shot, even though it may not be effective, it just might be effective, and the last thing I need is the flu. I fear having the flu. Now, we're not talking about, you know, the hey, Tim, I can't come in today because I've got the flu stomach situations, like where you're hurling everywhere, projectile vomiting. We're not talking about that. I mean, the flu is real serious business. Real influenza really does kill millions of people still every year around the world, at least hundreds of thousands, and I believe the figure is in the millions. So I just kind of figured, why take the risk? But I am concerned, and I should probably point out to you, that I have an ability to see both sides of this issue, because way back when, in the 1930s and 1940s, my grandfather, who was basically a cantaloupe when I knew him, but at one point a very brilliant man, my grandfather was probably one of the original anti-vaxxers. He was bad taste saying he was like a cantaloupe. Well, he was. I mean, he was a brilliant guy. Oddly enough, he suffered from, gee, go figure, cardiovascular disease. His arteries clogged up, and he was a cantaloupe. And I say that with love. I think of him every Valentine's Day, the anniversary of the day he died. So, but he was a smart dude, and he was one of the original anti-vaxxers. He would not allow his children to be vaccinated at school. And I'm not telling tales out of school. Well, I guess I am, but the old lady doesn't care. My mother, I think she was about 14 years old. She was like, you know, I'm one of the few people not getting vaccines. And I kind of wonder if I might be putting my body at risk because I'm not getting these vaccines everybody else is receiving. So what she did is she forged a note. I can't believe my mother, of all people. If you knew my mother is a woman of great integrity, high intelligence, very commonsensical, and you could trust her to live in your house forever, and it would be cleaner when you got home, even in her advanced years. You know, every Thanksgiving is going to be the last one she throws, but somehow there's always another Thanksgiving dinner that she puts together. This year's was particularly remarkable. So anyway, the old lady.
He shouldn't be calling his mother the old lady.
Well, she calls herself the old lady. So the old lady, she forged a note from her father and presented it to whatever middle school she went to or high school. I forget exactly which school it was. And she received the vaccination that her father did not want her to have. She became and this would have been back in the 1940s, she became violently ill. I mean violently ill. She never gets sick. I mean, she had a case of pneumonia once in the 1970s, which was disconcerting, but she doesn't get sick. But she was as sick as a dog after receiving the vaccines. And I'm not sure which vaccines they were back in the 1940s. And the hell of it for her was she couldn't even tell mom and dad. Because to tell mom and dad, I am sick because I received the vaccines you didn't want me to have because I forged dad's signature. My grandfather might have been a nice guy, but his temper might have flared if he had found that out. So my mom had to suffer in silence. Now, I don't know where you guys are on this vaccine issue. And I don't know, and here's my dilemma, okay? My job is to talk to as many people as possible during a show to present a topic that is as broadly interesting as it possibly can be to as many people as possible for as long as possible. And what I don't know, because I can't look through the radio into your brain. I wish I could sometimes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
But I can't do it. I don't know whether this is something that is generally of interest to you people who are, what does he mean by you people? By you people who are listening to this radio show, little Irishman reference for those who didn't catch it. If this is generally interesting to you people, ooh, that's also a bad Santa reference. John Ritter coming back from the grave, inhabiting my body for a moment. Or whether it is simply a vocal few who will fuel the passion of today's show. In other words, are we talking about a few extremist anti-vaccine people like my grandfather was? Or are we talking about a larger contingent, a larger segment of the population? This I do not know, but I suspect I shall find out. Or at least get a better sense. But I do believe, look, personally, my kids received every vaccination they were supposed to have received. I received every vaccination I was supposed to have received. Okay? It's how we did things in my family. And look, I turned out perfectly normal. All right, it had nothing to do with any vaccine. Any deficiencies of character, morals, or whatever you want to say. So anyway, there are a couple of issues here. If these vaccines are mandated, and remember, some of them are. They already have been mandated. There's no religious exemption anymore. Haven't we kind of crossed into this Orwellian world where the government has more say over how you raise your children than you do? And we hear so much about pro-choice. Women should have control of their own bodies. Yet, the state is taking away your control over your flesh and blood, and they are deciding that the state and its healthcare people know better than you as a parent and your healthcare people. At the same time, we also have situations where diseases that had been very rare have been on the rise in New York State, particularly measles, particularly in the Orthodox Jewish community, a lot of them downstate. But we also have a lot of people here from places where they didn't have vaccines when they were kids. So is this HPV thing, which sits in committee in Albany, is that a bridge too far for the state? You know, where are you on this whole vaccine issue as a parent, and why? And do you get the flu shot for yourself? Or you think it's ever done you any good? All right, there's a lot here, and I can't possibly get into every single angle, but you guys will. So if this is generally interesting to you, I'm your guy for the next little bit at least. Yeah, I like Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty a lot better, Phil, just so you know. It is 3:38 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Okay, so big concerns over the, mandatory HPV vaccine for your children, or your children being able to decide for themselves without parental consent, even as teenagers, that they should be able to receive vaccines. And, we talk about the age of consent for many things. And the age of consent, under one bill, the age of consenting for a teenager to receive an inoculation would be 14. But the person who is wise enough at 14 to decide on vaccines is not wise enough to decide if they can buy a six-pack or a pack of cigarettes. I'm not advocating the 14-year-olds ought to be able to do that. What I'm doing is trying to point out the inconsistencies, and I would also add the inconsistencies with respect to being pro-choice. If somebody is truly pro-choice, doesn't that by definition mean that the parents should be the ones deciding what their children have put into their bodies? Because you are responsible for your children until they are, 18 years old, unless they're emancipated minors, and under other circumstances I might not be aware of. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And where are you on this whole vaccination issue? I'm trying to figure out whether it's one of those fringe issues that a few people care about and they're really very passionate about it, or whether it is something that you all think about on a regular basis, even though you might not be particularly politically inclined. It is something of great interest to you, not just because of the vaccines, but the larger issue of, have we become subjects to the government as opposed to citizens in a free republic? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's see. From the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, I'm 28, got the HPV vaccine when I was 15, and I immediately almost puked and passed out. Let's go to Louise in Amherst. You're on WBEN.
Hi, yes, I just thank you so much for having me on. And I just wanted to point out really quick, I heard your statement about what happened back on June 13th, and then I'll get into the whole HPV thing. There's a misconception about the Jewish community that brought this over. There was nobody linked to a religious exemption. Government has not proven. It was actually an adult male that spread it to his two kids, and they were among their community, kind of similar to the Amish. So there was nothing dealing with the religious exemption. We know that that was part of the plan to try to push this through, because Merck subsidiaries expanded in Albany and Governor Cuomo received $48 million. So that is something that...
He received $48 million for what?
From the Merck subsidiary, right as the...
You mean subsidiary?
Passed into... Yeah, so they like.
So what is the name of this Merck subsidiary which gave Andrew Cuomo $48 million, and in what form did the donation come? Educate me.
That I am unsure of. I have the document on my, at home. I read over it. I cannot give you, like, I don't have it in front of me, but it did expand in Albany. Merck expanded their business in Albany and provided jobs, and he received money for it.
Andrew Cuomo personally received this, or the Cuomo reelection committee received it? Because $48 million bucks would be a bit excessive as a campaign contribution.
Yes, no, it's not a campaign. It was to New York State. It was to whatever the funding was for.
But so are you saying that the subsidiary of Merck, the name of which you do not know, spent $48 million in economic, in an investment to open up a joint in Albany? Is that what you're saying?
They expanded in Albany.
And that expansion is what cost $48
million? Yes, it was given $48 million to New York State.
Okay, New York State didn't give $48 million as a stimulus, but New York State was the recipient of a $48 million investment by this corporation.
Yes, they invested, but they...
I mean, look, I'm no fan of Andrew Cuomo or what's going on in New York State, but I just want to make sure that, you know, if somebody tells me something that I don't understand, that I understand it better.
No, that's fine, and you can look it up. There are legislators that were actually aware of this. It is a very disgusting thing that's happening. So, you know, but as of June 13th, there was nothing measles related ever after that. So it's very interesting how the second that the measles, this religious exemption passed, measles dropped off. Now moving into the HPV, this religious exemption was the beginning of a slippery slope, because now where is it going to stop? Is the government overreach going to affect adults, going to affect, the elderly, going to affect everybody? It's starting to become more of a, you know, politicians are trying to take over the relationship between the doctor and the patient. And I don't believe that's right. I don't believe that it's something that should be done. You know, I don't trust my health care to a politician. And as someone who did have kids that were unvaccinated with a religious exemption, I had conversations with my doctor. My doctor was supportive of me. My doctor had no problem with it. And every time we went to the doctor, it was always, your kids are healthy, you're doing great, you know, there's no problems, they've never had a sick visit, there was no problem. But now,
see, I respect your right to choose, because in theory, if I have chosen, as I have, to vaccinate my children, if your children are carrying the virus and could pass it on to my children are protected. So it's your kids who are going to be at risk, not mine.
Well, that's the thought behind it, yes.
I mean, that's why I have to support parental choice in this. And you're right. I mean, look, I'm not trying to go off the lunatic fringe or the deep end here, but when you have a state where we are, you know, pro-choice when it comes to babies being aborted up until the moment of birth, that's a good thing, but then takes parental choice away in terms of vaccines. There's one thing I can't stand, it's freaking hypocrisy. And when I catch myself in my own hypocrisy, I hate myself.
Yeah, it's my body, my choice until money's involved. And then it's the government's body and the government's choice. And, and as far as with the unvaccinated carrying diseases, you can't carry a disease. Like my children have not infected multiple, like they've been in contact with multiple people. They've gone to preschools. They've gone to school up until this point. They can't infect you if you don't have it. What their studies are showing is that there are live viruses, right, the MMR, that does shed. So especially when you go into Roswell, there are signs that if you've recently been vaccinated, that you're not allowed in because it could shed. So we also then have to question if these diseases that are so-called coming up or coming back, if it's the shedding, which is another thing from June 13th that was never proven, because there is a wild measles and then there is a vaccine strand of the measles. And no one was ever tested to see what the original one was, a wild measles. But after that, nobody tested any of them to see if it was wild or vaccine strand, nor were they or if they did test them, they didn't release the information.
All right. I got to move on to some other people. I am glad you called. It is 2019, though. I believe that we might, in the sense of political correctness, refer to wild measles with the less pejorative term of free-range measles. It is 347-803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. If you are a physician and you want to put in your two cents, or an epidemiologist and you want to put in your two cents, when you call in, if you get a line, say, look, I'm a pediatrician, or I am a medical doctor, or I am a PhD in epidemiology. I'll move you to the head of the line out of respect for your time, because I don't possess a medical degree. I have thought about maybe going to medical school and law school at the same time. Just kidding. Here is Ethan. Ethan left us. Here is Ethan. We hardly knew you. Here's Joe in Blaisdell on WBEN. Joe, vaccinations, mandatory vaccinations, HPV, children being able to give consent. Your thoughts?
Just the whole thing pisses me off. I'm a pro-choice there thing. I think I don't want someone injecting stuff into my body like mercury and aluminum and these damn shots and it goes to your brain or whatever, and then all of a sudden you're not acting good. I've met parents who've had their kids vaccinated, and then they're never the same. It just disgusts me. So if they want to force stuff on people, it's more like a communist country.
Well, you know, I know parents who believe that, for example, their children's autism is a direct result. It is a one-to-one correlation between a vaccine and the autism onset, that it's not backed up in the scientific literature. It just isn't backed up. I mean, I wish I could say it was, and I don't know the answer, because like you, I know people in that situation. In fact, the woman in the situation herself is a registered nurse, so she's not a dummy when it comes to medical issues.
Right, and so I went in there open mind, because my daughter's pro-vaccine, my son is against it, and I'll tell you what, I went in there with an open mind, and now I started talking to parents whose kids were fine, you know, very active and everything, and they got the shot, and all of a sudden they changed, and some, I know at least three of them that all of a sudden became autistic, another one lost their voice, I couldn't believe it, and he says, it took almost a year, thank God. The kids got the voice back.
Now, of course, these are anecdotal stories, but if we have parents out there who are listening to what Joe in Blaisdell is saying, and you want to say, hey, look, here's a vaccine, screwed up my kid, you're more than welcome to call in. Joe, I'll talk to you more after I do the mandatory break for traffic, okay? If you got something else to say, we're going to get right back to you. Okay, obviously, you know the topic. I'm not going to waste your time by restating it. Let's get to, I'll do that enough after 4 o'clock. So we're talking about this controversy again involving vaccines. Yesterday was like Black Thursday across New York State, and I received some emails earlier in the week about it. And my issue as a radio talk show host is I don't know whether this is a topic that is of interest to a small portion of a very vocal part of the folks who are nice enough to listen to this show, or whether it is something that more people than just a lunatic fringe, and excuse the expression, have an interest. And you will help me determine that as we move along. All right, fair enough. Here is Joe in Blaisdell with his closing thoughts. Basically, these bills that are sitting in Albany regarding HPV and the flu, and the idea that parents no longer have ultimate control over inoculations for their children. As Joe said, he is pissed off, or as the nobility might say, sore disappointed.
Yes, I'm really pissed off. I was at a meeting, and our friend David DiPietro was over there telling of a friend of his whose kid was really healthy, too, and then got the vaccination. Then all of a sudden it started having seizures, and it's been having seizures ever since. So I guess if we want to take that risk and force our kids to get these shots, I think it's just ultimately ridiculous. And I know people, they're moving out of the state. So we're losing, here we are losing taxpayer dollars. People are paying, you know, taxes to go to school, and they can't even put their kids in school because of this. I mean, should they get a refund? Yes, I think they should get a refund. If you're going to take, you know, their right, you know, their legal right, as far as I'm concerned, they should not force no shots on anybody. And if they're going to, you know, say, hey, get out of the school, well, I want my money back, okay?
Well, you know, I got to tell you that, you know, you're talking about vaccines. And another reason why I'm very open-minded about those of you who have issues with vaccines is as follows. Back around 2010, I believe it was, I was sitting at a place called Dock at the Bay watching Boys of Summer Band. They're still around playing. Sitting next to a guy named Carl Mazzo, who manages the Armor Inn in the South Towns right now, but that's neither here nor there. I had a bat literally land on my arm and hang from my wrist, which I thought was the coolest thing ever. I mean, I love bats. What can I say? They're mice with rings. So anyway, I talked about it on the air. County Health Commissioner calls and says, dude, if a bat landed on you and bit you, you would never even feel the bite because their teeth are just so small. You wouldn't even know you've been bitten. You need to have rabies shots. And I say, nah, I don't need to have rabies. No, you need to have rabies shots. So I went to ECMC and I got the rabies shots. And here's where it gets interesting. For the first time ever in my life, after I had the rabies shots, I developed a problem with too much fluid in my brain. It is a very rare condition for men. It's called pseudotumor cerebri. And basically, you have the symptoms of a brain tumor. All it is excess spinal fluid. And once it was drained, the pressure in my head was resolved, and I stopped some of the other symptoms that had been happening to me. And so I am convinced, and whether I'm right or not, as a subjective anecdotal experience, I am convinced that the rabies vaccine triggered something in my biochemistry that led to an excess of spinal fluid building up in my brain. So, Joe, if you want to know why I'm open-minded, there's an example.
Yep, I totally agree. I think it's a big money grab by the pharmaceutical companies, and there's a scare tactic to scare everybody about measles and the flu, and realistically, you know what? It runs its course, and your immune system takes care of you.
Yeah, I'll tell you, though, I wish I would have gotten the chickenpox vaccine instead of getting the chickenpox at 35, because that sucked. I'm glad you called. Thanks very much.
All right, take care.
And I do want to credit the creators of Beavis and Butthead for keeping me alive during the chickenpox episode. And, you know, I've never quite forgotten this. I actually, the radio critic at the time of the local paper actually accused me of malingering for taking time off with chickenpox as a 35-year-old. When you get chickenpox at the age of 35, it's a real serious thing. It can really F you up. And I was very messed up, believe me. I mean, you think it was fun living at mom and dad's house with the chickenpox? It wasn't. I was actually dating a physician at that time. He was kind of cute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.